Hi, I'm Matthew Carlock, and this is Sleep Deprived Storytime, where I talk about my incredibly exhausting yet ultimately rewarding experiences of being a parent. Let's get into it. Welcome back, friends, family, neighbors, randos on the internet. Change is in the air. Well, I mean, the world is in constant change, but I'd be a fool. Not just me. You too. Yes, you listener, you would be a fool not to notice how things have been going topsy-turvy almost everywhere in the world at this time. There are lots of things that are going up and down, especially in the United States. I know I have a couple of international listeners. If you haven't been following the news, the U.S. is not doing so great, not doing so well. There's a lot of ups and downs and stuff that's going on. But that leads me to, you know, the topic at hand, parenting and how it relates to it. So I just want to talk about changes in general. I've kind of talked about my oldest son, who is 3.5, and he's Malcolm is handling the transition from being an only child to having a brother pretty well. There have been some ripple effects. He's having trouble at school. Another effect that I'm suspicious of is his eating. He's become an extremely picky eater. And now, if there's any veteran parents out there, you're probably like, it's just a phase. I'm like, yeah, I hope it is. It's still very disconcerting in the moment, just because it's something that all kids do, you can mentally prepare for it, but when it happens to yours, you're like, ah! Like, I now know from these experiences that once my son gets to a certain age, like, I teach high school, once I see him do high school student things, whereas I might be able to just kind of shrug it off before, now I'm going to, like, probably be taken aback. If I get a call from a teacher saying that my son's not turning in his work and stuff, I'm going to be a little concerned, right? Probably react differently than a perfect parent should, even though that is exactly what I am, the model perfect parent. Sarcasm. Anyway, this change, changes come in many forms, like for Malcolm, it's his new brother. For the whole family, it's recently been in the form of another death in the family. It was a pet. And if you're rolling your eyes, just go ahead and stop the podcast now. Because yes, I do consider our pets part of the family. And it was my big dog. We had her for about 6 years. She was about 8 years old total. And she, within 24 hours, went down. Within 12 hours. She was fine at 5 p.m. at night, and then and then 5 a.m. she couldn't walk, and it was bad. It was definitely an emotional toll on myself. Tonks, that was her name. She was my girl, and I can't express how much I loved her. And while she was an extremely needy dependent, I'm happy to have been there and that she, you know, needed us. We got her from a shelter. She had been abused previously. I know we gave her a good home. I wish we would have given her more, of course. So with this change, I approached Malcolm, told him what happened, and that, you know, Tonks wasn't coming home. And he understood it, I think. He related it to my friend Jay. He said, like Jay. I'm like, yes, yes. I tried to use the idea that going to sleep and never waking up, but he used the word died. So I just kind of played off of that. I think I was expecting this one to hit him a little bit harder since he didn't really know my best friend, but he, I mean, he knew of him, but he didn't, like, know him. He knew Tonks. And he was very, very sad. And a couple of times he caught himself, like, wondering where Tonks was. And now it's been about a month and he's more or less over it. He talks about our other dog. Doesn't mention Tonks anymore. But, you know, it was still a change, and it was something that I was not prepared for, and it definitely took a toll emotionally. On top of that, now our small dog, who is 13? His name is Albus. Noticing a pattern with their names, Tonks and Albus. Albus has got leukemia, and he's not doing too well. He already went through one whole bout of treatment, was feeling better, came back like twice as hard. So we're dealing with now, me and my wife are dealing with that. Now, Albus is definitely my wife's dog. it's difficult. It's difficult to see these two that we've had in our lives for so long suddenly look like they're going to leave us. I mean, the kids are a good distraction, but it's definitely going to hurt. My Tonks definitely hurt. And Albus is going to hurt too. And the kids are going to notice it. That's the thing. Whenever I'm upset about news or personal or whatever, they definitely notice. Even when I'm trying to hide it from them, they can tell that something's different. We're acting differently. The other day, I was very, very upset reading about one of the many headlines in the news, and I rage ran like 7 minute mile. I was aiming for 6, didn't quite get there. Again, just getting back into exercise, but I rage ran a 7 minute mile, and I did that mostly because earlier in the day, my son was like, he asked me, like, why are you upset? I'm like, I can't control something. He goes, you should do something you like to do. That always helps me. I'm a stupid, smart kid telling me to do things that I already should know myself. But he was right. And whenever he gets upset, we tell him to, like, take deep breaths and to do something that he likes. He offered to help me to take my deep breaths, which we call blowing dandelion. Hold up your finger. Put the other one around it like a little ball, and you go, and it just kind of blows away. Anyway, we tried to do that. He tried to do that with me, and I just realized I needed to, like, do something to tire myself out so that my brain wouldn't be overreacting so much. So parents, new, old, veteran versus greenhorn. When change happens, going to affect you, and it's going to affect your kids. How you react to it is the only thing you can really control. That's what most of parenting is just controlling your reactions to the things that are in front of you, right? I mean, that's my takeaway from it. All right. I've gone on long enough. Thank you for stopping by. And as always, until next time, get some sleep. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to support the podcast, please like, share, review, do the social media thing. A big shout out to my friend Albert Maldonado for engineering the sound to perfection. If you'd like to follow me on social media,
You can follow me on Instagram at KCLORACM, that's Colrac M, or on Twitter at Colrac, KCLORAC. Thanks. See you next time.